USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is condemning the violence after a shooting left 7 people dead in Illinois on Monday.
We'll get better still, but not without more hard work together. But each day, we're reminded there's nothing guaranteed about our democracy. Nothing guaranteed about our way of life. We have to fight for it, defend it, and earn it by voting.
Police say the shooter is behind bars and faces 7 counts of murder. A suggestion from the Supreme Court marshal to limit pro-abortion activism outside of justices' homes has been sent to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, along with 2 top Democratic officials. Hogan appeared receptive to the letter, but said it was the federal government's duty to enforce statutes. A spokesperson for Youngkin said he agrees with the marshal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Gas and oil executives aren't holding back when it comes to President Biden.
Gas and oil executives are roasting President Biden after he blamed them for rising prices at the pump. Biden recently laid the blame for high gas prices firmly at the feet of U.S. energy producers. Biden tweeting, "Bring down the price you are charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product." The U.S. Oil and Gas Association responding by saying, "Make sure the White House intern who posted this tweet registers for Econ 101.
That's Tim Berg reporting. A federal judge has thrown out a host of actions by the Trump administration to roll back protections for endangered or threatened species. This comes 1 year after the Biden administration said it was moving to strengthen those species protections. The decision restores some protections under the Endangered Species Act while reviews are completed. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Former Representative Ron Paul did not hold back on Tuesday and lambasted President Joe Biden as he's called gas stations nationwide to lower prices. Paul spoke to Newsmax.
He's an authoritarian. There are a lot of those up in Washington, D.C. They think they know better than people making their own choices. What he's talking about is price controls. And price controls, when you price something below the market rate, it always occurs that you get shortages. You know, this idea that he's going to set the prices and all of a sudden they're going to go out and buy more oil to replenish it. No. So as messy as it is now, but that doesn't mean the price of the oil is up. That's the only problem. That means the dollar value is going down.
A federal judge has ruled that America's 3 biggest drug distributors are not responsible for fueling an opioid epidemic in West Virginia. A federal judge's ruling on Monday cleared McKesson, AmerisourceBergen, and Cardinal Health in a $2.5 billion lawsuit brought by the City of Huntington and Cabell County, West Virginia. Judge David Faber ruled that the companies did not cause any oversupply of opioids but shipped painkillers to those communities based on doctors prescribing decisions. The father of the jet engine-powered semi-truck driver who died during a performance at a southwestern Michigan air show says the truck burst into flames after a blown tire ruptured the fuel tank. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.